Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in the...
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
In the case of the Sluegrass Family Band, it's Grandma that plays bass, and the rest of the family joins on in.
Okay, I'm Søren Olesen, and I'm with the Sluegrass Band, and the band is from Birchdale, Minnesota, which is right on the Canadian border between International Falls and Burdett.
And we have a large group here, and this is all family?
Yes, this is all family. There's normally 9 of us in the group, and we're all related. We got Grandma Audrey, and then we got her 2 daughters, Judith and Christine, and then Christine's husband, David, and their son, Gary, and Judith and my children, Sophia and Holger, and then we got a second cousin, Maria Lewis, with us today.
Today on Minnesota Arts on the Road, a performance from Pioneer 90.1's concert series, recorded at the Kezar Music Showroom in Thief River Falls, featuring the Sluegrass Band, a family group ranging in age from preteen to post-70. Though the players didn't have much musical experience when they began less than 10 years ago, that didn't stop them from giving their kind of music its own name.
We say it's a mosquito-moving music.
Mosquito-moving music. What does that mean?
Well, I guess kind of old-timey, bluegrassy, folky style. So we couldn't... We're mostly built as bluegrass, but I think we call it Sluegrass because it's like playing slow bluegrass, like walking through the swamp out where we live up here in the Sluegrass. So okay. That's kind of how we build it.
And you've been playing for how long together?
We all kind of started the same... within 2-3 months together, and in 2000 and on the winter 2002 and 2003, nobody played anything before, but Judith inherited her grandfather's violin, and she started to take lessons from a guy that drove around in a motorhome, Dale Blatter from Bemidji, and then he began stopping at my mother-in-law's house to give lessons because she was taking bass lessons, and my nephew was taking lessons, and I was taking lessons, and pretty soon the whole family came over because there was supper every Monday night. So pretty soon everybody was playing something, and we looked around the living room, and in 2003 we went out to Rolog, and that's the first place we ever played on stage.
Nobody in the group had played anything until 2003?
Well, she had played, my aunt Christine had played piano before, and so did my mom, but that's pretty much it. And Grandma played accordion, but, I mean, that's pretty much all that happened.
And what's your name?
Holger. I'm Soren's dad. Soren's my dad, so yeah.
Okay. And what is this instrument that you play?
It's called a dobro. It's pretty much like a banjo, but you just use a bar and it's shaped differently. I don't know. Stuff like that.
Like a banjo, but completely different.
Yeah.
So before you started playing this, had you ever seen one of these or heard of it before?
My cousin Gary had played it before, but when I started in 2003, I was really tiny, so I was like 3 or 4 or 5 or something like that, and I started out on like a Kmart guitar, and it was really out of tune. I kind of just strummed along in the background.
He just looked cute.
And then when I was like 6 or 7 or something like that, I just decided I should play this because I was bigger then and I could actually hold it, so...
We're listening to the Sluegrass Band. Music is a common bond for the family group.
So let's talk a little bit about like the family aspect of this. And we'll talk with Grandma here. This must just be an awesome way to keep the family all together. You guys are out traveling on the road, playing music together.
Oh, it is. It's marvelous. Yeah. We get along most of the time. And we live close together, so that helps, and so we're able to practice a lot, you know, at different homes, right in the area, so it works out well.
So are these classic songs that you're playing, or do you write your own music? Or these are songs that you wrote that are going to become classics?
yeah, that's what we like to think, but Audrey wrote a few songs, and we mixed them in. But mostly for when we do like gospel shows or whatever. So I don't think we're doing any of her songs today. I tried writing something, and my brother-in-law Dave tried writing something. But mostly we use the songs that Judith wrote. And I think we have a couple today that she wrote. But lots of times our songs end up being... we take a song that's popular and then change the words a little bit. So like we're going to do one today that Old Crow Medicine Show does. They call it Alabama High Test, but we made it because of the kind of audience we have, so we thought we would make it more fit our audience, so we're going to do a Minnesota Hot Dish but to the same tune. So, yeah.
One of our favorite bands is the Old Crow Medicine Show. Great band. And they do this one song called Alabama High Test. It's kind of a vegetarian song. It's about, I think it's about fermenting corn in a barrel or something like that. So, because we do a lot of our shows in churches, we can't really do that. And we do have a few underage. Although in Denmark, they might not be underage, but that's another story. That's where I'm from. So anyway, we thought, well, we should do a song kind of like with that melody, and because it's a jazzed up thing, but not about Alabama High Test. So Judith, she said, well, I can write a song. I'll just write one about Minnesota hot dish. So that's... Of course, now we've got this big controversy, you know, Minnesota hot dish. Now, I don't really like beans in my hot dish. I like corn in my tater tot hot dish. So we gotta have to poll the audience now. Now, who likes bean in the tater tot hot dish? One, Milo. Ah, he's got to be a banjo player.
Good man, Milo.
Who like corn in the tater tot hot dish? Yes, there we go.
Minnesota hot dish, kitchen's in a big mess. Throw me that dish rag, better get a trash bag. I need a salad for the potluck and a crock pot full of Minnesota hot dish. Hamburger chop brown butter by the half pound till it's done by the sound. It up and swallow down tater tots, sour cream. Don't forget the green beans, big pot, start to steam. Top it off with saltines, Minnesota hot dish. Stew tomatoes, onions, soak it up with cracker crumbs, wild rice, bacon fried, bake it till it's petrified. Canned spam, celery, corn and macaroni. It looks a little watery, but who needs a recipe for a Minnesota hot dish? Minnesota hot dish, kitchen's in a big mess. Throw me that dish rag. I need a salad for the potluck and a crock pot full of Minnesota hot dish.
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road with the Sluegrass Band, a nine-piece family group from a town with a population of 26. Their music has led the group from their home near the Canadian border in Birchdale, Minnesota, to the birthplace of bluegrass music in the U.S. Southeast.
So I was picturing like the Partridge Family van. How do you guys get around?
Right now we're driving both of the Olsen family's vans because we brought lots of extra instruments for the other gigs we've done this weekend. Generally, it's a van, and we've got a car with a big trunk. We do have a vehicle that we call the SLU bus that we purchased a couple summers ago to take on a trip. We bought it from the Salvation Army in International Falls and went on a music tour down south, but it's not real reliable, so we don't take it very often.
I think you should paint it up like the Partridge Family.
And we have considered that, but we might make it camouflage instead of the bright colors.
Actually, 2 years ago when we bought the bus, we bought the bus to go on a band trip. So we didn't have anything lined up or anything. We just bought this bus, and it could kind of go down the road. And we took off, and we went through 11 states in 12 days. And we went to like North Carolina, Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, and like in Lexington, Kentucky, we went into a church to go to church service, and they said, "Well, bring in your instruments," and we played there, and we played in North Carolina at a place called Brown's Old Opry, which is just like stepping back in time about 60 or 70 years. Way out in the tobacco fields. That was great, and we played in West Virginia, and it was just a lot of fun. We just ended up playing everywhere down there.
So you just go from place to place and just sort of show up and start playing?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Like nothing set up beforehand?
No, nothing set up beforehand, and so they were all more like those free gigs, but people might feed us or something like that, you know, but we just kind of went there to see where this music came from. And this is this bluegrass genre, you know, kind of originated in the down in the south down there. And so we wanted to just give the kids exposed to how the music came about. And all the people we met down there play the same songs that we play, so it's just easy. You just go in somewhere and you sit down and play.
And a lot of things happened to the bus, like it caught on fire, the door jammed, it wouldn't stop running, the bumper fell off, all sorts of stuff like that. It's pretty bad, but...
So is this like a summer vacation type of thing, or...?
Yeah, it was. so we kind of just rode around.
So where's the furthest away that you played?
Denmark.
Denmark. Is that where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Denmark. And in 2004, we decided we had a band for 1 year, so we should go on a European tour.
Sure.
So there was not much of a tour, but we went to Denmark and we played at a festival in my hometown. So that was kind of cool.
I know that some of the American roots music, like... blues, for instance, is more popular almost overseas than it is here. Is it the same way with bluegrass?
It's not with bluegrass. It's getting more popular, but it's not as much. They really, I talked to some bluegrass organization in Denmark, and we didn't set up a lot of, we didn't get, we just got one gig over there, and it's like, maybe they heard us before. So it's not, bluegrass is not, it's really kind of a cult thing over there right now. Mm-hmm. But jazz, And stuff is big in Europe.
Yeah, blues.
Yeah, blues. And straight country music. I mean, in Germany, they just really like country music. You know, that's really their thing. And Sweden.
Is there a connection between the Scandinavian tunes and the bluegrass tunes?
There is a connection, because when we went to Denmark in 2004, we brought Dale Blatter with us over there, who at that time was our teacher. And he sat down with some of my Danish friends, and they knew all the same tunes by different names. So that was interesting that way. A lot of the tunes were very, very similar.
So some of the melodies were the same.
Yeah, exactly the same melodies, and they just call them something else. But, you know, he'd say, "Oh, do you know this one?" And the other guy on the fiddle would say, "Oh, yeah, I know that one. We call that, you know, Stepping Through the Flowers, and it might be Old Joe Clark." Or, you know. all those tunes, you know, came here. It came into the bluegrass music from somewhere. So
on the show today, the Sluegrass Family Band.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Where did you go?
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road with the Sluegrass Band, a 9-piece family group from Birchdale, Minnesota.
Today we're going to do a Creedence Clearwater. Creedence Clearwater, that's kind of the Danish version to say that. But anyway, so yeah, we do take songs that are not in Sweet Home Alabama. I'm sure the Hugger will sing that. So we do try to take songs, and people like that when you mix it in.
Like a lot of kids, the younger members of the Sluegrass Band are involved in sports, but they take their music very seriously, attending a summer dobro camp in Nashville with a master of the resonator guitar.
Basically, we went down to Nashville a couple of times now, and we go to a camp called Rezo Summit, and there's a whole bunch of professional dobro players there that give lessons to a group of people, maybe like 15 or 20 people in a room, and it's really broke down onto specific things that you'd like to work on, like your technique or a really wide variety, and I've been down there and been fortunate enough to go, and I've learned a lot.
And they call this Rezo Camp. Why?
Because it's strictly for the dobro, and it's called the resonator guitar, so they call it Rezo Summit.
I went down there with Gary, and I was fortunate because I didn't sign up when you were supposed to sign up, and then like Rob Ikes kind of knew me because I already went to a camp a little bit there with him, like in a little place, but because Gary had an extra bed in his room, so I kind of just got snuck in. Was fortunate to be there. So,
now who's Rob Ikes? Is he like a legendary dobro player?
Yeah, he's won a lot of awards.
Very well known dobro player, and he's the one who started the Rezo Summit. And yeah.
So, what do your non musical friends think about this?
My friends, they don't really know. They don't. They just no.
They don't really know. They don't. They don't know. This don't, is. This is like some kind of a secret life.
No, they don't really care. I mean,
they don't understand. So tell me about that.
Well, I don't know. I kind of try to sway it more so it sounds cooler to them, but they'll.
Yeah.
A lot of them be like, "Oh, what's bluegrass? You know, all that country stuff." And I'll be like, "Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff. You just really gotta kind of be open-minded about it with some of the stuff, like, because that's why I guess." You go to a bluegrass festival and be a lot of older folks playing rather than the younger people, so it's more of like a middle-aged bass kind of genre, but there's a lot of contemporary stuff that's coming out now and stuff that I listen to, that I try to get my friends to listen to, but they're not as open-minded as I am.
So the kids have their own band that's they call Ditchgrade or ditchgrade.com, they got a website, and they played at the school last year for the talent show, and I think everybody really thought that was really, really nice, and they're going to play again, and they play up in International Falls for another show, actually in a couple of weeks they're going to play there. So I think, and I see a lot of young people play these kind of instruments. Now, last year at the Minnesota Bluegrass Association's festival, which is in August down at El Rancho Manana, they have made just a youth stage just for the up-and-coming young bands, and they are allowed to play more non-traditional bluegrass or whatever, you know, so... I think have you heard some funk rock over there or something like that. So
here are the younger members of the Sluegrass Band in their own group called Ditchgrade.
This is Gary, Maria, Holger. I'm Sophia. We got a little interest to play. First song we're going to do is called Reasons Why.
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road with the Sluegrass Band, a nine-piece family group from Birchdale in Minnesota's Kuching County. The group makes a lot of appearances in northern Minnesota, and they adapt their playlist to fit the occasion.
I just personally started taking some banjo lessons again, and I really need to do that because I don't have enough challenging me to learn stuff, so that's helped a lot.
Yeah, like, all us kids, we have, like, sports that we're in. And then the parents have their work, they have to go to work and stuff, so we like...
Support all this.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so we kind of try to fit in time sometimes, but yeah. Only if we need to practice, we mostly, yeah.
Well, if it wasn't for that working thing, you know, if we could just get rid of that.
Well, and one of the things is we play a lot of different, you were on our websites, we play a lot of different places. So like say we play a church, well, that'll be a gospel gig. Well, so then we need about 20 some gospel songs. Well, then we play for Sons of Norway. Well, they don't really want to hear a bunch of gospel songs. They want to hear some Scandinavian and some humorous stuff. Well, so then you got to come up with a set of that. And then this will be mostly a bluegrass set. So then we got to kind of, so we're really all over the map. So we kind of have to practice for the gigs, just for a specific gig because we're doing so much different stuff.
Show today, the Sluegrass Band, a nine-piece family group from Birchdale, Minnesota, recorded in February 2011 at Kezar Music in Thief River Falls. You can find out more about the group at their website, sluegrass.com. Audio archive of this program and hundreds of other Minnesota arts and culture pieces is at ampers.org. Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. You can see photos of this performance and a schedule of upcoming concert series shows at pioneer90.org. Sound engineer for Minnesota Arts on the Road is Joe Kezar. Producer is Mark Johnson. Minnesota Arts on the Road is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.